This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The U.S. military Friday launched an air assault on dozens of sites in Iraq and Syria used by Iranian-backed militias and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. It's the opening salvo of retaliation for the drone strike that killed three U.S. troops in Jordan last weekend. More from VOA's Jeff Selden.
A U.S. military official tells VOA the goal of these strikes was to inflict a major disruption by hitting facilities that Iranian-backed groups depend on to hit the U.S. And while taking out militia leaders and fighters may not have been the goal,
we made these strikes tonight with an idea that there would likely be casualties associated with people inside those facilities.
Lieutenant General Douglas Sims with the Joint Chiefs of Staff says the initial assessment of the strikes shows the U.S. hit exactly what it meant to. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
Iran's foreign ministry Saturday condemned the overnight airstrikes in Iraq and Syria as, quote, violations of the sovereignty and territorial integrity of the two countries. Ministry spokesperson Nasser Kanani said in a statement the strikes represented, quote, another adventurous and strategic mistake by the United States that will only result in an increased tension and instability in the region. The U.S. airstrikes quickly became a big part of the discussions as European Union foreign ministers met in Brussels Saturday. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell, who led Saturday's meeting, said the concern among the EU diplomats since the start of the Israel-Gaza conflict in October was that the crisis would escalate.
We have been repeating once and again that the Middle East is a boiler that can explode. And certainly there is attacks both in Lebanon border, north and south, the attack in Syria, the attacks in Iraq, attack on the Red Sea, and that's why we call everybody to try to avoid an escalation.
This is VOA News. Hamas officials say the group is studying a proposed ceasefire deal that would include prolonged pauses in fighting in Gaza and swaps of Israeli hostages for Palestinian prisoners. But the militants appeared to rule out some key components of the deal. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
A senior Hamas official in Beirut said the group remains committed to its initial demand for a permanent ceasefire. The official also said the group seeks the release of thousands of Palestinian security prisoners, including those serving life sentences. He mentioned two by name, including Marwan Barghouti. Barghouti is a popular Palestinian uprising leader seen as a unifying figure. Comments on the prisoners were the most detailed demands yet raised by the group in public. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Cleanup continues Saturday in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, after a fire caused by a gas explosion late Thursday evening killed at least three people and injured more than 280. VOA's Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariama Diallo reports.
Government spokesperson Isaac Maura said on the social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter, that the explosion happened at the Mradi area in Nairobi's Embakasi neighborhood. One truck that was loaded with gas exploded, igniting a huge ball of fire that spread widely. He said the inferno damaged several vehicles and commercial properties. Neighborhood houses also caught fire, with a number of residents inside, given it was late at night. The scene has been secured and a command center is now in place to help coordinate rescue operations and other intervention efforts, he said. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
U.S. employers delivered a stunning burst of hiring to begin 2024, adding 353,000 jobs in January, the latest sign of the economy's continuing ability to shrug off the highest interest rates in two decades. Friday's government report showed that last month's job gain, roughly twice what economists had predicted, topped the December gain of 333,000 jobs. Climate activist Greta Thunberg has been cleared of charges for refusing to leave an oil industry conference, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
A judge in London acquitted Thunberg and four co-defendants on a charge of refusing to follow a police order to leave a protest blocking the entrance of a major oil and gas industry conference in London last year. The judge cited deficiencies in the government's case. Attorney Raj Chadha.
The government should stop prosecuting peaceful protesters and instead find ways to tackle the climate crisis.
Thunberg and other climate protesters opposed the UK government's recent approval of drilling for oil in the North Sea off the coast of Scotland. I'm Norman Hall.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.